Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I don't know about you, but today I'm just feeling a little under the weather and a little down and a little stressed. And so I want you to know that I'm with you when I'm praying with you and for you. I'm just like you. I'm sometimes a mess. And so all I can do is just pray. So join with me as I'm reading Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible, and it says this. When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the golden rings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them to me." All the people took off the golden rings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. He received what they handed him, fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made it into a molded calf. Then they said, "These are your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to Yahweh." They rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people who brought you up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned away quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" Yahweh said to Moses, "I have seen these people, and behold, they are a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, leave me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I will consume them and make of you a great nation." Moses begged Yahweh his God and said, "Yahweh, why does your wrath burn hot against your people that you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians talk, saying, 'He brought them out for evil, to kill them on the mountains and to consume them from the surface of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath and turn away from this evil against your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your offspring as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I have spoken of, I will give to your offspring, and they shall inherit it forever.'" So Yahweh turned away from the evil which he said he would do to his people. Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand, the tablets that were written on both their sides. They were written on one side and on the other. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp. Mind if I pray for you?" Oh Lord, how many times have we fashioned our own idols? And there's some pretty interesting phraseologies in this particular passage. They said, "Let's make gods which shall go before us." And then they said, "As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we know what has become of him." So we don't know what's become of him. So they're freaked out. They think that Moses was the one that led them. They don't attribute that to you, Lord. They attribute it to a man. And because they're scared and because they think that Moses has been gone a really long time and he must be dead, they now have to create something new. They have to create something to a new deliverer. They weren't understanding, Lord, that you were their deliverer. And so, Lord, forgive us for when we start fashioning things into making them into our deliverer, whether we think, "Oh, well, if I have this amount of money or if I have this amount of acclaim or this particular job or this many kids or this life dream, then I won't need God and I can do things on my own." And Lord, forgive us for that. Because we're making golden calves. It's easy for us to point to this and go, "Oh, look at those terrible things that those people did." We do it all the time. Please forgive us, Lord. And Lord, instead of thinking that you are our deliverer, we think that we must have to be our deliverer. We have to take things into our own hand. We worship the idol of control, and then we fashion things that cause us to have control more than surrender to you. Lord, also, just this idea of Aaron doing it, forgetting who you are and creating, and oddly even saying, well, we're going to have a feast of Yahweh tomorrow, even though he made a golden calf. And I know later he says this calf just came out of this melting pot miraculously. So we just see all sorts of deception. We see sin in the camp. We see this faithlessness. And Lord, I pray in light of that, that you would root that out of us right now. Help us to trust you for the next steps instead of trying to finagle our way. Lord, when I say that, I am praying it for myself because I am often not surrendering. And so, Lord, we just surrender to you again and use this passage of scripture as a lesson to get on our knees and to love you and ask for your forgiveness in trying to run our own lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just pray that today is a day of surrender for you and that in that surrender, you would experience the presence of the Lord who loves you so, so much.